जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय माधवेंद्र पुरी पाद की जय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories at the lotus feet of Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम चैतन्य चरितामृत आदिलीला चैप्टर नंबर 4 वी आर स्टार्टिंग The chapter. I will read out the summary of the chapter. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi, chapter number 4, summary. Yeah, the book? Yeah, can you open it? Yeah. So, in the meanwhile, I'll start reading the summary. In this chapter of the epic Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has stressed that Lord Chaitanya appeared for three principal purposes of his own. The first purpose was to relish the position of Srimati Radharani, who is the prime reciprocator of transcendental love of Sri Krishna. Lord Krishna is the reservoir of transcendental loving transactions with Srimati Radharani. The subject of those loving transactions is the Lord Himself, and Radharani is the object. Thus, the subject, the Lord, wanted to relish the loving mellow in the position of the object, Radharani. The second reason for His appearance was to understand the transcendental mellow of Himself. Lord Krishna is all sweetness. Radharani's attraction for Krishna is sublime. And to experience that attraction and understand the transcendental sweetness of Himself, He accepted the mentality of Radharani. The third reason that Lord Chaitanya appeared was to enjoy the bliss tasted by Radharani. The Lord thought that undoubtedly Radharani enjoyed His company, and He enjoyed the company of Radharani, but the exchange of transcendental mellow between the spiritual couple was more pleasing to Srimati Radharani than to Sri Krishna. Radharani felt more transcendental pleasure in the company of Krishna than He could understand without taking her position. But for Sri Krishna to enjoy in the position of Srimati Radharani was impossible, because that position was completely foreign to Him. Krishna is the transcendental male and Radharani is the transcendental female. Therefore, to know the transcendental pleasure of loving Krishna, Lord Krishna Himself appeared as Lord Chaitanya, accepting the emotions and bodily luster of Srimati Radharani. Lord Chaitanya appeared in order to fulfill these confidential desires and also to preach the special significance of chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And to answer the call of Advaita Prabhu. These were secondary reasons. Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami was the principal figure among Lord Chaitanya's confidential devotees. The records of his diary have revealed these confidential purposes of the Lord. These revelations have been confirmed by the statements of Srila Rupa Goswami in his various prayers and poems. This chapter also specifically describes the difference between lust and love. The transactions of Krishna and Radha are completely different from material lust. Therefore, the author has very clearly distinguished between them. So, in this chapter summary, we see that Radharani is the prime most important devotee. She is the transcendental female and Krishna is called the transcendental male. And this transcendental couple, they are enjoying unlimited rasa eternally in Golok Vrindavan. It is also said in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Radha Krishna Dui Atma Ek Dehadhari, that both are in two bodies, but they are one Atma. The soul is one. That means God is one, but He has a feature as a male and He has a feature as a female. So that transcendental female is Radharani and the transcendental male is Krishna Himself. So this mellows of conjugal love were introduced by Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So within the sampradaya of Brahma, when Madhvacharya came, he introduced the worship of Krishna, the worship of Lord Vishnu, in the ritualistic fashion. But still, the world was not aware of the highest mellows of conjugal love, which was introduced by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is one beautiful Bengali poem which says, Jadi gaur na hoito tabe ki hoito, kemon dharitande, radhar mahima, prema rasa sima, jagate janate ke. That if Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not have appeared in this world, how would this world come to know the highest ecstasies of intimate relationship between Radharani and Krishna? The world wouldn't have never understood the highest love that Radharani has for Krishna. So this, the highest conjugal love, both in union and separation, was practically shown by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But the seed of this this tree was sown a bit before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared by Madhavendra Puri. Today is the disappearance day of Madhavendra Puri. So Madhavendra Puri, he appeared just around 100 years before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like Krishna, before Krishna appears, it is said Krishna also sends his intimate and first Krishna's devotees also take birth before Krishna comes. So Madhavendra Puri appeared in the disciplic succession of Madhvacharya, and he was the first one who introduced the concept of conjugal love within this sampradaya. So before the appearance of Madhavendra Puri, this sampradaya was Brahma and Madhva, but the Gaudiya branch was added by Madhavendra Puri. Basically, the devotees of Lord Vishnu are called Vaishnavas. Devotees of Lord Krishna are called Karshnas. And devotees of Radharani are Gaudiyas. So we come from that branch where Radharani is our highest devotee. So Madhavendra Puri was the one who also introduced the worship of Radharani along with Krishna. Previously, Krishna was worshipped alone. Even, you know, even today, there are some sampradayas where Krishna is worshipped alone. But after Madhavendra Puri, he was the one who introduced that Krishna should not be worshipped alone. Rather, this divine couple should be worshipped. So Radha and Krishna worship was given to the world by Madhavendra Puri. He was a Mahabhagavat. He was always showing the highest love, you know, in separation. And most of the times people could not understand his divine mood. Sometimes he used to just look in the sky and see the dark rain cloud, and he used to remember Krishna and faint. People at that time could not understand what kind of ecstasies he was showing, because until that time, this thing, the love of Godhead, was not really known to the world. So Madhavendra Puri, he traveled the entire India, and he went to all the holy places, and he decided to stay in Vrindavan. He was meditating and he was constantly chanting the holy names of Krishna. One time, and also Madhavendra Puri never ate anything unless somebody gave as a charity, then only he would honor the prasad. Otherwise he would never cook, nor he would go to beg alms. He would never beg any, you know. So only if somebody offers, then only he used to eat. So one day in Vrindavan, when Madhavendra Puri was meditating on Krishna, and he was fasting because nobody had offered him any food, one little boy, a cowherd boy, came running towards him, and he gave him a pot of milk. And he said that this is the milk I have brought for you. Please honor it. And the boy ran. And in no time the boy disappeared. And Madhavendra Puri started to think about this beauty, the beauty and the transcendental body of that boy. And he could understand that that boy was not ordinary. So he understood that Krishna himself came just to, in order to give him some prasad. And when that little boy, the Gopal, when he ran away, Madhavendra Puri started dancing, saying that today I saw Krishna. Today is the best day of my life. Today I saw Krishna. But I could not recognize him. So since that time, when he saw Krishna, Gopal, his ecstasies of separation, they increased many folds. So he started to meditate more and more, and he wanted to see Gopal again. But after a few days, he saw a dream, and the same boy came in his dreams, and he said that you want to worship me, you want to serve me, then you have to take me out from this specific place. I am buried under the earth. And there was a Brahman priest a few years back who buried me inside the earth, because that time Muslims had invaded India. So just to protect that deity, he buried the deity inside the ground. So Madhavendra Puri got the idea and the location where this deity was. With the help of some of his disciples and local people, he excavated the ground and took out the deity, Gopal, which is very famous even today in India. The deity of Gopal is very famous. So he was loving, he was very naturally and in loving way he was serving his Gopal deity. And one day this deity came in his dreams, and the deity said that I have been staying inside the ground for so many years, and because of the heat of the earth I have this fever, my body is hot, so I want a special type of sandalwood that is found in Malaya. There is a place called Malaya where there is a sandalwood which is very famous. So he said, you go to Jagannath Puri and you will get that sandalwood, that special type of sandalwood in that Jagannath Puri. So when Madhavendra Puri woke up, he started his journey to Jagannath Puri. He started to walk there. While walking, he went through West Bengal and he stopped at Shantipur at the house of Advaita Acharya. And he spent a lot of time with him, and during that time Advaita Acharya accepted Madhavendra Puri as his spiritual master. Then he started his journey, and he was he stopped at Remuna in Orissa. And that time the famous deity of Remuna, Gopinath, was being offered 12 pots of a special kheer, sweet rice. And when he was coming to this temple, he was hearing from different people that this preparation of sweet rice is the best kheer, the best sweet rice in the world. So he was thinking, when he walked into the temple, when the pujari was offering the 12 pots, he was also meditating that if I would get to taste this sweet rice, I would like to make the same preparation for my Gopal deity. So, but later he remembered that this is not proper, because right now deities are eating and I'm thinking of tasting the prasad, which is kind of offensive. So he checked that thought and he went to the marketplace. And he felt very hurt and he felt sad that I had such a thought. And he went to marketplace. The same time, the priest of the temple, the main priest who was taking rest in his house, he got a dream, and Gopinath came in his dream and said that among these 12 pots I have stolen and hid one pot at a specific place in the temple. I have stolen a pot, and I want you to go and find Madhavendra Puri, who is right now sleeping in the marketplace. Go find that person and give him this pot of sweet rice. The priest woke up and he was quite shocked, because nobody knew who is Madhavendra Puri in Remuna. So he ran to the temple, took the pot and went to the marketplace, and he was shouting, "Who is Madhavendra Puri? Who is that great devotee Madhavendra Puri here?" And he is such a great devotee that the master of the universe, Gopinath himself, he stole sweet rice for this Mahan devotee. Who is that Madhavendra Puri? He was searching everywhere. And because he was shouting, all the people got to know the news. And when he found Madhavendra Puri, he gave him the pot of sweet rice, and he also told the incident. And because so many people came to know about greatness of Madhavendra Puri, Madhavendra Puri decided to leave that place, because he understood that because of this incident, I will become famous. And naturally, Vaishnavas, devotees are humble and meek. For them, swapratishtha is shukrer vishtha. Like, there is a verse, they do not consider any fame to be important. So he left the place and he started his journey again to Jagannath Puri. He was going to Jagannath Puri to get the sandalwood for his Gopal deity. So he went to Jagannath Puri and he got 82 pounds of Malayan sandalwood, and he started his journey back. But during that time there were Mohammedan invasion in India, especially on the northern part. That part was covered by Muslim soldiers, and they used to kill anybody who was carrying any costly items. And sandalwood, as you must be knowing, is very costly. And is so that's why Madhavendra Puri was carrying 82 pounds of sandalwood. But still he was fearless, because he was completely into the trance that he was serving his Gopal deity. So he never cared that there would be any danger for his life. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Narayana paraha sarve kutaschana bibhyati swargapavarga narkeshu apitulyartha darshina. So this verse was spoken by Lord Shiva himself. And Lord Shiva says that whoever is serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Narayan, he doesn't have to fear anything. Even that devotee, that person may be in hell, or maybe on the earthly planet, or in the heavenly planets, he is always completely engaged, and he is completely protected by Krishna himself, Lord Narayan himself. So Madhavendra Puri was traveling fearlessly towards his Gopal deity. So while going, he again stopped at the same temple of Khirchor Gopinath. So now this temple of Gopinath was known as Khirchor Gopinath, which means the deity Gopinath who stole sweet rice for a devotee. So the name became Khirchor Gopinath. So that time Madhavendra Puri was staying in the temple for a few days. He had again a dream, and his Gopal deity came in his dream and said that you don't have to carry all this sandalwood all the way to me. You should consider Gopinath as me himself. Like, I am me, and Gopinath are non-different. So if you apply the sandalwood on the body of Gopinath, I will feel the same cooling effect. So when Madhavendra Puri got up, he decided to offer all the sandalwood to Gopinath. So Madhavendra Puri has a great significance in our tradition, because he was the one who actually introduced this mellows of conjugal love, and he also became the Param Guru, you know, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He had many great disciples like Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu, Pundarika Vidyanidhi, and Ishwarpuri. And Ishwarpuri later on becomes the spiritual master of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, now I will start with reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 4. Text number 1. Please repeat after me. This read. Sri Chaitanya Prasadena Tadrupasya Vinirnayam Balopi Kurute Shastram Drishtva Vrajavilasina. By the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even a foolish child can fully describe the real nature of Lord Krishna, the enjoyer of the pastimes of Vraja, according to the vision of the revealed scriptures. Purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. One can ascertain the meaning of this Sanskrit shloka only when one is endowed with the causeless mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Sri Krishna, being the Absolute Personality of Godhead, cannot be exposed to the mundane instruments of vision. He reserves the right not to be exposed by the intellectual feats of non-devotees. Notwithstanding this truth, even a small child can easily understand Lord Sri Krishna and his transcendental pastimes in the land of Vrindavan by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Please repeat, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all glory to Lord Nityananda, all glory to Sri Advaita Acharya, and all glory to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Next verse. I have described the meaning of the fourth verse. Now, O devotees, kindly hear the explanation of the fifth verse. Just to explain the original verse, I shall first suggest its meaning. Although this is true. Sorry. Text number 5. I have given the essential meaning of the fourth verse. This incarnation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, descends to propagate the chanting of the holy name and spread love of God. Text 6. Although this is true, this is but the external reason for the Lord's incarnation. Please hear one other reason, the confidential reason for the Lord's appearance. The scriptures proclaim that Lord Krishna previously descended to take away the burden of the earth. To take away this burden, however, is not the work of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The maintainer, Lord Vishnu, is the one who protects the universe. But the time to lift the burden of the world mixed with the time for Lord Krishna's incarnation. Text 10. When the complete Supreme Personality of Godhead descends, all other incarnations of the Lord meet together within Him. Narayana Chaturvyuha Matsyadi Avatar Yuga Manvantaravatar Yata Achyar Sabe Ashi Krishna Ange Haya Avatirna Aiche Avatare Krishna Bhagavan Purna. Lord Narayan, the four primary expansions Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha, Matsya and the other Leela incarnations, the Yuga avatars, the Manvantar incarnations, and as many other incarnations as there are, all descend in the body of Lord Krishna. In this way, the complete Supreme Godhead, Lord Krishna Himself, appears. Text 13. At that time, therefore, Lord Vishnu is present in the body of Lord Krishna. And Lord Krishna kills the demons through him. Thus, the killing of the demons is but secondary work. I shall now speak of the main reason for the Lord's incarnation. So as we all know that Krishna, when he appeared, Krishna has two aspects, Shamsundar Krishna and Vasudev Krishna. So even in Vrindavan, when Krishna is playing on his flute and when he is having beautiful pastimes with gopis or his cowherd friends, the aspect of Krishna that is taking part in all these leelas is Shamsundar Krishna. Because he is considered as Rasa Vigraha and he is full of love. He only likes to exchange the transcendental mellows of love, loving sentiments with his devotees. So, whenever in Vrindavan any demon comes, that demon is subdued or that demon is killed by Vasudev Krishna aspect of Krishna. Vasudev Krishna is Vishnu. That is the aspect, Krishna's aspect as the maintainer. You know, he has to make sure that demons are killed. And so through Vishnu, Krishna is performing all the activities where he is killing demons. I'll read the text number 15 and 16. So now Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he is saying, the killing of demon is but secondary work and I shall now speak of the main reason for Lord's incarnation. Prema rasa niryasa karite aswadana raga marga bhakti loke karite pracharana rasika shekhara krishna parama karuna ei dui hetu haite ichara udgama. So he is telling the internal reasons of Krishna's appearance as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord's desire to appear was born from two reasons. The Lord wanted to test the sweet essence of the mellows of love of God. And He wanted to propagate devotional service in the world on the platform of spontaneous attraction. Thus He is known as supremely jubilant and as the most merciful of all. Text number 17. Aishwarya jnane te saba jagatam mishrita Aishwarya shithila preme nahi mora prita. Lord Krishna thought, so these are the thoughts of Lord Krishna, all the universe is filled with the conception of my majesty, but love weakened by that sense of majesty does not satisfy me. Amare ishwara mane apana kehina tar preme vasha ami nahai adhina. If one regards me as the Supreme Lord and himself as a subordinate, I do not become subservient to his love, nor can it control me. Amake ta ye ye bhakta bhaje ye ye bhave tare se se bhave bhaji e mora swabhave. In whatever transcendental mellow my devotee worships me, I reciprocate with him. That is my natural behavior. I'll read the purport for this. The Lord, by His inherent nature reveals himself before his devotees according to their inherent devotional service. The Vrindavan pastimes demonstrated that although generally people worship God with reverence, the Lord is more pleased when a devotee thinks of him as his pet son, personal friend, or most dear fiancé, and renders service unto him with such natural affection. The Lord becomes a subordinate object of love in such transcendental relationships. Such pure love of Godhead is unadulterated by the tinge of superfluous non-devotional desires and is not mixed with any sort of fruitive action or empiric philosophical speculation. It is pure and natural love of Godhead, spontaneously aroused in the absolute stage. This devotional service is executed in a favorable atmosphere, freed from material affection. Ye yathamam prapadyante tamstathaiva bhajamyaham mama vartmanu vartante manushya partha sarvashaha. In whatever way my devotees surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O son of Pritha. So this verse is from the 4th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, verse number 21 and 22. Mora putra mora sakha mora pranapati ei bhave yei more kare shuddha bhakti apnake bad mane amare samahina sei bhave hai ami tahar adhina. If one cherishes pure loving devotion to me, thinking of me as his son, his friend, or his beloved, regarding himself as great and considering me his equal or inferior, I become subordinate to him. So we see many pastimes, especially the childhood pastimes of Lord Krishna, where Krishna gives himself completely at the hands of his pure devotees. Especially when Krishna recently started to walk, there are so many pastimes when, you know, the elderly gopis, they used to say to the little, you know, Krishna, who recently started to walk, they used to say, Krishna, do you want sandesh? And Krishna, this little boy, used to say, yeah, because naturally, you know, little babies, they like to eat sweetmeats. So they used to say, if you want this sandesh, you have to dance. You have to show us a dance. Then this little baby used to dance. And then when Krishna used to get tired, then, you know, this elderly gopi would give him one piece of sandesh. Then the other gopi would say, do you want this peda? So you have to show another step. So they used to make Krishna dance just because of, you know, intense love that they had. Bilwa Mangal Thakur says that Krishna cannot be bound by anybody. He is Swarat. He can never be under anybody's control, but the devotees who have immense love, Krishna, you know, by his own desire, he decides to become bound by the love of his devotee. So there are many pastimes. Like one time Mother Yashoda asked the baby Krishna, where are the shoes of your father? Where are the shoes of Nanda Baba? And Krishna started searching everywhere. And he couldn't find for a long time. But all of a sudden, he came running with the shoes on his head. And he was taking his baby steps towards Mother Yashoda. And seeing this, you know, form, Mother Yashoda's heart was filled. So Krishna is trying to please his devotees by this exchange of loving sentiments. I'll read the next verse, number 23. Mai bhaktir hi bhutanam amrutatvaya kalpate tishtyam yad asinam mat sneho bhavatinam mad apanah. Devotional service rendered to me by the living beings revives their eternal life. O my dear damsels of Vraja, your affection for me is your good fortune, for it is the only means by which you have obtained my favor. Mata more putra bhave kare na bandhana, ati hi na jnane kare lalana palana. Mother sometimes binds me as her son. She nourishes and protects me, thinking me utterly helpless. Sakha shuddha sakhe kare skandhe arahana, tumi kona bada loka tumi ami sama. My friends climb on my shoulders in pure friendship, saying, what kind of big man are you? You and I are equal. So that's the mellow of friendship. The friends of Krishna, they think that Krishna is one of them, and they treat Krishna as just a friend. Text 26. Priya yadi man kari karaye bhartsana vedastuti haite hare sei moramana. If my beloved consort reproaches me in a sulky mood, that steals my mind from the reverent hymns of the Vedas. So one time, when Krishna and Balram recently started to walk, they, you know, naturally started to play with their friends, and because they were the, you know, they had recently started to walk, they had many friends who were older, and some of them were, you know, equal to their age, and they were playing since morning. And Mother Yashoda thought that now it is the time for their lunch. What kind of boys they are, they have been playing since morning and they have forgotten their home completely. So Mother Yashoda sent Mother Rohini to call Krishna and Balram back to the house so that she can serve them lunch. Rohini went looking out for Krishna and Balram, and she started to shout, to give them a call, Krishna, Balram, where are you? This is the lunch time, you know, come back to house. So it is said Krishna and Balram, they were so much absorbed in playing with their friends that they heard the call of Mother Rohini, but they decided to neglect it because they wanted to play more and more. Seeing that, Mother Rohini understood that they have listened to me but they do not wish to come. She went back and she told Mother Yashoda that they can only listen to you. If you go, then they won't have any choice. So it is said Mother Yashoda is the highest devotee in Vrindavan and she can control Krishna. So when Mother Yashoda went herself and she was calling, Kanha, Dauji, where are you? This is lunchtime, you know, come back to house. That time, Krishna and Balram, they got alarmed. They dropped everything and they started to run towards their house. But the friend said that you cannot go at this time because our game is at its peak. If you leave right now, then we will make sure that next time onwards we won't take you. We won't take you in our team. You have to only watch. So Krishna and Balram actually got scared. They thought, what would happen if, you know, they just reject us? So they again started to play, just by the fear that they may have to just watch the game next time. So they again started to play the game, and this time Mother Yashoda, she got angry and she came herself to the spot and she dragged Krishna and Balram by their hand to the house. So Mother Yashoda can, you know, control Krishna. She can even drag them, you know, as she wants, and she can take Krishna where she wants. Text 27-28. Could you please repeat after me? ಏ ಶುದ್ಧ ಭಕ್ತಲನ ಕರಿಮು ಅವತಾರ ಕರಿಬ ವಿವಿಧ ವಿಧ ಅದ್ಭುತ ವಿಹಾರ ವೈಕುಂಠಾದ್ಯ ನಾಹಿಯೇ ಲೀಲಾರ ಪ್ರಚಾರ ಸೇಸೆ ಲೀಲಾ ಕರಿಬ ಯಾತೆ ಮೋರ ಚಮತ್ಕಾರ ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ದ ಥಾಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ನೌ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಸ್ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ದೀಸ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಮೀ I shall descend and sport in various wonderful ways, unknown even in Vaikuntha. I shall broadcast such pastimes by which even I am amazed. Now Krishna is saying this, that I shall descend and I shall perform the pastimes even unknown in Vaikuntha. Why these pastimes are unknown in Vaikuntha? Can anyone tell me? Why these pastimes are unknown in... Yes, so all the devotees in Vaikuntha planets, they are in awe and reverence towards Krishna. They cannot consider Krishna as their friend. They cannot consider themselves superior to Krishna. They always see Krishna as the supreme and they consider themselves as mere servants. That's why Krishna is saying that now I shall descend with all my pure devotees and perform the wonderful pastimes which are even unknown in Vaikuntha. So we should understand that we, whenever we are reading Chaitanya Charitamrita or whenever we are reading pastimes from the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, we are reading the pastimes which are not accessible even in the Vaikuntha planets. So you know, this is the great fortune that we have received by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So somebody may say that why Krishna has to appear again, because he, you know, he recently appeared around 5,000 years back at the end of Dwapar Yuga. Why Krishna decided to again come back as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Because he already gave the theoretical knowledge. All the theoretical knowledge was already provided in the form of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna said, Aham sarvasya prabho matta sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante maam buddha bhava samanvita. Everything emanates from me, you know, I am the source of everything. Yat karoshi yadashnasi yad juhosi dadasi yad tat yat tapasyasi kaunte yat tat kurushva madarpanam. Whatever you perform, you offer to me. And man manabhav mad bhakto madhyaji maam namaskuru. You know, offer your homage unto me, become my devotee. Sarva dharman parityaja maam ekam sharanam raja. So all the knowledge was already given by Krishna, you know, when he appeared himself in Dwapar. So why does Krishna again have to come? It is said that the people of Kali Yuga are born in ignorance. You know, there is a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam which says, Kalau janishya mananam dukha shoka tamonidam. These are the three characteristics of people of Kali Yuga. Dukha, they are always in sorrow. If you find any person, and even if he is a millionaire, he will, you know, say some story, you know, something, he will always have some trouble. They are always immersed in the ocean of dukha, sorrow, shoka, lamentation, and tamo, they are in ignorance. So these people, even though the knowledge was given, they misinterpreted. There are so many versions of Bhagavad Gita which are completely misinterpretation of what Krishna actually wanted to say. Except, you know, the Bhagavad Gita as it is written by Srila Prabhupada, most of other commentaries are written with self-interest. So Krishna thought that me coming and giving the knowledge as I am the supreme and you are supposed to surrender unto me and, you know, worship me, people of Kali Yuga mistook. They thought that Krishna is trying to boss us. You know, why should we serve Krishna? So this theoretical knowledge you know, needed a practical application. So Krishna decided to come himself in the form of a devotee. He decided that let me appear among them as a devotee. You know, let me perform devotional service. Let me show them by my own example so that they will learn. So it's like a teacher. Sometimes in the class, the teacher is also shouting, A for apple, you know, B for ball, C for cat. The teacher already knows everything. But for the sake of students, the teacher is also trying to do the same thing as the students are doing. So the students should never think that our teacher and we are on the same platform. So the same way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is coming as a devotee just in order to show to the entire world, you know, to set the best example of how a devotee should be. So that is also one of the most important reasons Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decides to appear. So I will conclude my class by saying that Madhavendra Puri, you know, he was the one who saw this, who sown the seed of the tree of love of Godhead. That tree was nurtured by Lord Chaitanya. This tree, you know, had a beautiful branch later on, nourished and nurtured, and the branch was under the care of Srila Prabhupada. So if you see the life of Srila Prabhupada, he never showed to anybody that he is, you know, the pure devotee coming from Goloka Vrindavan. And he was dealing with all, you know, hippies, and, you know, he was literally, you know, he must be having such a hard time in the beginning, but still he tolerated and he never let them, down by showing that he is from Goloka and, you know, you are the people of Kali Yuga. Prabhupada always loved his disciples. Even though they had, you know, apparent so many flaws, Prabhupada corrected in the nicest way. And this is the reason we see this organization has flourished to such an extent. So this tree of love of Godhead has produced this beautiful branch which is fastest growing under the care of Srila Prabhupada. Which is this tree, the branch is International Society of Krishna Consciousness. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Madhavendra Puri Pad ki jai. Gaur Bhaktavrinda ki jai.